Hello, and welcome to the Germ to Jar Cannabis Cultivation Podcast. I'm your host, AJ Tobian. This is episode one, and I'm extremely excited to be here with you. This show is dedicated to all things related to cannabis cultivation. Unlike in the past, today, cannabis cultivation information is abundant and so readily available. This is due in large part to the internet, social media, and legalization. And because the community is so helpful and there are so many cultivators of all skill levels excited about everything that they learn, all this information spreads so quickly. I feel that this is a bit of a double-edged sword. It's both a blessing and a curse because although most of the information is sound and helpful, I feel there's a fair share of it that is inaccurate and just not factual. So it's my aim to help people sort through the information noise and do my part to continue to share the positive, helpful information and set the record straight with things that are not. So with this being the first episode, I think it's appropriate for me to tell you a little bit more about myself. Again, my name is AJ Tobian. I am a Canadian ACMPR home grower. I'm probably better known in the community as Can Grow, where most of my exposure is through my YouTube channel, which is called Can Grow. That's CanCannGrow. I also am on Instagram, as many in the community are also. And I'm a regular panelist on the Growing with My Fellow Grower show, which is one of several broadcasts that are presented by Cheap Home Grow. So shout out to Cheap Home Grow on YouTube and all major podcast directories. Some details about my grow. I am a hydroponic grower. I have 6 5x5 flower tents. In each of those is a 4x4 tray with a 630 watt ceramic metal halide light in each tent. And I have one 4x4 veg tent, and in there I have a 315 watt ceramic metal halide. All of those ceramic metal halides are 3100 Kelvin color temp. And I also have one 2x4 tent with a Mars Hydro SP250 LED light, both of which the tent and the light were kindly provided to me by Mars Hydro to test and review. I use that particular setup to do pheno hunting and will likely use it to run some auto flowers in the future. I also have room for mother plants. At any given time, I have 15 or 20 mother plants in there of various cultivars, all of which are prized phenotypes that I selected through pheno hunts I've done in the past. In there, it's powered by 20 T5 lights. And overall, in my flower tents and in my veg, I run 100% Rockwool as my medium. And the mother plants are in air pots with Promix HP. So in veg, I run an ebb and flow or flood and drain setup. And in the flower tents, I have a top feed drip irrigation system. I run a perpetual grow in this setup, and I use a Sea of Green cultivation approach. This allows me to run as many as 6 full turns a year if I wanted to. So I think it's worth mentioning that my own personal grow, in addition to producing my own personal medication is also a way for me to test various cultivation approaches, different setups, different cultivars for my ultimate goal, which is to open and run a craft cannabis commercial cultivation facility. So developing the proper SOPs to be able to produce connoisseur quality cannabis without sacrificing yield and done at the lowest cost per gram is all key to helping me accomplish that goal. I hope that all makes sense. But as we go on with this series, I hope to share in more detail with you my own personal methodologies and approaches in my grow. If you want to see any of it firsthand, then I encourage you again to check out my YouTube channel where I do video journals and video documentation of all of my runs throughout my grow. And if anything that I spoke about with regards to my grow is unclear to you or, you know, is something that's new to you, then I hope that you continue to follow me and listen to all this, to this podcast, because when it's all said and done, that really kind of illustrates my mission here, which is to help everyone be able to understand the language of cannabis cultivation. So enough about me, and let's talk a little bit more about the show and what you can expect to hear if you continue to tune in. I'll be releasing weekly episodes, and I'm committed to using scientifically proven information. You see, cannabis cultivation may be new to most, but botany and horticulture are not new concepts. Now, in areas of and topics of cannabis cultivation where there is not any scientific data or where scientific studies have not been done yet, then I will be speaking to those based on my own personal experiences and also sharing anecdotal evidence from other cultivators or through the community and allow you to decide whether or not those particular topics or those particular practices are things you want to implement in your cultivation approach. Now, there are so many topics that I'm excited to discuss and share and talk about with you on this show, just to give you an idea of some of the things that I plan to be talking about. We're going to talk about plant biology, so different cultivars, phenotypes, chemotypes. We're going to talk about cultivation techniques, plant training, sea of green, screen of green, perpetual growing, various IPM strategies, mainlining. We'll talk about different cultivation practices, which include various hydroponic methods, organic soil growing, or a mix of both. We'll talk about various different types of media, soil, soilless, hydroponic. We can cover nutrients, liquid nutrients, powdered nutrients, dry amendments, beneficial bacteria. And we can cover grow room equipment, lighting, fans, grow trays, irrigation. Then we can talk about grow tools, pH, EC meters, jeweler's loops, digital magnification devices, PAR meters or spectrometers. And then there's environmental controls, ACs, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, inline fans, hygrometers. Then there is probably one of my favorite topics, automation and technology. Having worked in IT in the past, this is where kind of these two different worlds collide for me. And there we can talk about environmental controls, timers, digital timers, Wi-Fi outlets, basically being able to run your grow even remotely if you wanted to. And then we can talk about the different types of grow room builds. This is just some of the things that I've thought about. I'm sure there is many, many more. But if some of that sounds, again, maybe a little complex, rest assured that I plan to present all of these in an easy to understand way that is detailed, but not confusing. That's my aim anyways. So I'm also not going to necessarily be doing these or presenting these episodes in any particular order. I actually want to prioritize the topics I cover based on, you know, what are current hot topics. Myself, like I expect many of you are, I'm a bit of a cannabis cultivation content whore, for lack of a better way of putting it. And I really hope I didn't offend anyone by using that terminology. But, you know, I want to be able, so as I consume all this content, I always, I tend to see common threads, common topics come up, and I really want to put to the forefront the ones that I feel are maybe a little bit more misunderstood or miscommunicated. I also am not going to be shy about covering a topic several times. I hope that doesn't bore people, but if it is something that I find continually is misrepresented maybe, or maybe not, or where I find many people are not necessarily grasping it, then I'm going to do my best to continue to speak about that until I feel that at least my listeners grasp it to a very comfortable degree. So if you've stuck around this long, first off, thank you very much. It means a lot to me. And I hope that we can continue this conversation in future episodes and become better cultivators together. Now, this is where I ask you to help me make this show as relevant for you as listeners as possible. And you can do that by emailing me your questions or topic ideas to questions@cancangrow.com. So I'll post that email in the content notes, but it's exactly as it sounds, questions with an S and topics with an S at cancangrow, that's cancangrow.com. And by doing that, you help me tailor this in a way that is most desirable for you as a listener. So that about wraps it up for this inaugural episode. If you'd like to follow me personally, I can be found at cancangrow, cancangrow, on all social media platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon. And please give this show's profiles a follow, which is Germ to Jar Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So on behalf of the Germ to Jar Cannabis Cultivation Podcast, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. And until the next episode, I am your host, AJ Tobian, saying keep growing that fire. Cheers.